Hello and welcome to Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 2159, recorded on Thursday 24th of February 2022. Your readers today for the first half of this recording are myself, Ruth Murray, and Matt Woodcock. You can call us at any time on 01603 765 365. That's Norwich 765 365 with your views, news and comments. We love hearing from listeners. This week we welcome four new listeners, Winifred Washbourne, John Bryden, Eileen Isles and Desmond Hall. Welcome all. We hope you'll enjoy listening to Chatterbox. Thanks also to Edna Pegnell for your generous donation and to Philip Payne and Stefan Banthorpe for the stamps. These have been added to our growing collection to be forwarded to Vision Norfolk. This edition of Chatterbox will include five sets of news stories from the evening news, letters, information desk and the latest word from Keith Skipper. And make sure you listen out for the spring edition of the Norwich Citizen, which will follow part two. We will start with the news, and here is Matt to introduce the first group of stories.
Well, our fine city has taken a battering in recent weeks, what with the storms and the football, but we do have some good news for a change. Hundreds of thousands of pounds will be given to the city's scientists to develop vaccines. We also have some news of an iconic hotel up for sale. But first, Ruth has the unwelcome, but sadly not surprising, news that council tax rates are rising again.
Norwich residents will be hit with another council tax rise this year after an increase was agreed by City Hall. The Labour-controlled Norwich City Council agreed its budget for the forthcoming year at a meeting late on Tuesday night, with leaders saying it will invest £38.9 million in upgrading and building new council homes and a further £68.2 million into critical infrastructure. The share of council tax that goes to the authority is set to increase by 1.99%, equivalent to £547 extra a year for Band D property. This brings the cost for a Band D property to £280.21. To balance the books, the council needs to save around £3.2 million, of which around £1.4 million will have to be permanent savings. A further £1.2 million will have to be taken from reserves. Paul Kendrick, Cabinet Member for Resources, warned that £9.9 million of further cuts will be needed by the year 2026-27.
Feel the sharpest end of the homelessness crisis, experts have warned. It comes as new figures predict 66,000 people could be homeless nationally by 2024, the majority of them sofa surfing. Across the city, charities and support organisations are already seeing a rise in demand from younger people. Dr. Jan Sheldon, Chief Executive of St. Martin's Housing Trust, said, "Some people have no reserves, no support and often no hope."
John Innes Centre has received nearly £500,000 in government funding to develop global vaccines. The Norwich-based Science Centre has been awarded £499,297 to help its project that aims to tackle the problem of how RNA-based vaccines, which use bits of genetic code to cause an immune response, can be delivered to developing countries where refrigeration to low temperatures is difficult or impossible. Professor George Lomonosov, who is leading the research team, said that he was delighted to receive the funding, which is timely and much needed. He said the current COVID-19 pandemic has highlighted the need to protect populations from emerging disease threats. One method of achieving this is through RNA vaccines, which are designed to stimulate immunity within the body. The major drawback of the approach, particularly in less developed regions of the world, is that RNA is inherently unstable, and vaccines based on it must be stored and distributed at low temperature. There is therefore a need to develop alternative methods for stabilising RNA molecules. Our technology provides an efficient means of storing and distributing RNA vaccines in low and middle income countries. The funding is part of a 10 million of UK aid that the government is awarding to research into vaccines to protect the world from deadly diseases. Health and Social Care Secretary Sajid Javid said that the funding will help the projects reach their next stage of research. He said COVID-19 has shown us firsthand just how important it is that we work together to keep everyone across the world safe.
An award-winning Grade 2 listed hotel near Norwich is currently on the market for £1.35 million. Stour Grange is a country house hotel, restaurant and wedding venue located in Drayton, just 4 miles from the centre of Norwich. It is set among 2 acres of picturesque grounds which feature a sweeping front drive with ample parking, rear landscape gardens and woodlands. The building is a 17th century former rectory which has been converted and extended to form an 11-bedroom hotel. Richard and Jane Fannin took over the business in 2000 after they decided to move back to the Norwich area and were on the hunt for a new challenge in hospitality. When Stour Grange came up for sale, it was too much of an opportunity to miss, so the couple and their children moved to Drayton to take it over. The family said, "Over the last 21 years, we have had the honour and pleasure of looking after many families at the special times in their lives, but have also supported a host of local businesses, supplying us with food, beverages and other services. We now feel that it's time for someone new to lead Stour Grange and its team into the future." Stour Grange Hotel is on the market freehold with an asking price of £1.35 million for the property and business.